You're listening to WWBC Coco Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco 99.9
FM. Hello and welcome everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men and women of God. I want to invite you out to Victory International Praise, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. We have the awesome apostle and prophet Tracy Cook and Dr. D.L. Hughes. They're going to be there tonight, amen, working that compound anointing. We had so many people that came back to church on Tuesday night and was declaring what God had done in their bodies. We thank God for his healing virtue. Oh, glory to God, and all the glory and the honor and the praise belongs to God. You know, why go keep going to the doctors and they can't find out what's wrong with you? God is the manufacturer of your body. God created your body. He knows all about it. And the man of God was calling out different ailments and different things that were going on in people's bodies. And you know, I said all of that to say this, because it's not being called out so that you can know that the man that God knows that that's what's going on in your body, but God is calling it out to heal you. Come on, people are being healed, and so we want you to turn aside. Oh, glory to God, even as Moses turned aside to see the fiery bush when he was in the wilderness. You know, so many times the enemy can just cause people to get busy. You know, when God sends people, he sends people with certain mantles, certain things that operate in their lives, certain anointings that operate in their lives. When God opens a door of power, open a door of healing, you need to be in the place. And so that's going to be tonight. And I want you to be there. I encourage you to be there. God bless you. And we'll see you there.
1 Peter 12. Read, daughter.
4 and 12.
Verse
12.
Yeah.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you.
Look at your neighbor and say, why are you thinking it's strange? Why are you thinking it's strange? It ain't. You shouldn't think that it's strange. Amen. If you love the Lord, come on, somebody. You love the Lord. Oh, glory to God. See, Jesus never suffered sickness, but he did suffer what? Persecution. Amen, somebody. That's the only type of suffering that he did. Amen. Read.
But rejoice.
Oh, here we go again. Somebody, pull your key out. Shake that key and turn it. Come on. But rejoice what?
Rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings.
Uh-huh.
That when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
When the glory, come on, that what you've been believing God for, when the glory is revealed, my God, it's coming to pass. Yes, all you got to do is hang in there. Read.
Yes, amen.
Verse 14, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you.
The Bible is saying you ought to be happy.
Yes.
Happy. Somebody say glad and happy at the same time. Yes. Glappy. Glappy. You ought to be glappy. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Read.
For the spirit of glory of God rest upon you.
My God, the spirit of glory, God's glory is resting upon you. What is the glory of God? It's the weightiness of God, the splendor, the light of God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's his majesty. What am I saying? What am I saying? I'm saying it's the power of God. See, let me help you out. The enemy know that you've been praying, say, for a house. You believe in God, I don't believe in God for a house. All right. And you've been praying, and when you're praying, God starts rubbing, he starts rubbing the anointing upon you to get it. I'm going to rub the anointing of my child. They're praying. They're sitting before me, and I'm going to put the anointing upon them. Well, the devil ain't blind. The devil ain't blind. The devil see the glory on you. Come on. The devil see the presence of God, the weightiness of God upon you. My God, he see it upon you. And so what does he do? He sends the persecution to get you to act ugly.
Okay, all right.
To get you to cuss somebody out back. Come on, somebody. To get you to hit back. Why? So that the anointing, how many have ever felt that when you got out of place, you start feeling the presence of God start lifting up off of you? Anybody? No?
Yeah.
None of y'all preachers? No?
Oh, yeah,
okay. All right. It does.
Yeah.
And so let me show you something. The devil sees it. And so he sends the attack. Come on. And we got to pass the test. And this is why, praise God, discernment is so good. Because guess what? When we're able to discern, this is persecution. You recognize it. Well, you know, we had me and my wife had need of a vehicle. I like to tell this testimony. We had need of a vehicle, a second vehicle. My wife wanted to go to work. We had gotten married and stuff, and we just had the one vehicle. And we were believing God for another vehicle or whatever. I can't remember everything in detail. But let me show you something. Somebody started painting. No, she wanted another vehicle. And somebody started painting with gold paint, painting our car with gold paint, painting the tires and stuff, right? And so anyways, make a long story short, and we had been praying about a new car, all right? And so make a long story short, one night God started giving me this revelation. I used to work on the Space Center in the wees of the night, and God would just be speaking to me through the word, and he began to show me about persecution, and I recognized it, and I called my wife and I said, you know, hey, you go in the bathroom. I mean, you walk around the house and you praise God and rejoice like you done lost your mind. And I said, I'm going to go in the bathroom and I'm going to do the same thing. And something said, go out there and take a look at your car. And so I walked outside and took a look at my car, and they had them painted my wheels, my tires too. And so here I am now. I'm going to the bathroom to rejoice, but on the way to the bathroom, I'm acting like Fred Flintstone. Rack 'em, shack 'em, sack 'em, shack 'em. But when I got in that bathroom, I started rejoicing like I had done lost my mind. Come on, somebody. And about a week or two later, they begin to paint Colonial Arms Condominium. And when they began to paint Colonial Arms Condominium, they oversprayed my car, and they had to write us a $2,500 check. Now, you know we didn't paint that car. We used that to get the new car. Somebody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Pull your keys out. Shake your keys. Rejoice. Tell somebody for your reward is in heaven. See, because sometimes we're just thinking, okay, heaven, you know, we look up in the outer space. It's talking about the spirit realm. Well, I can't use it in the spirit realm. I got to get it in this realm. I got to get it in. I can't use the money or the wealth in the spirit realm. I need it here. Somebody say, I need it, and I need it now.
I need it.
Are y'all getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Okay, all right. You know what? Let me show you one more good example. Go to 2 Samuel. Go to 2 Samuel. Go to 2 Samuel. Try to wrap things up and get y'all out of here. So, how many know if I get in my wife's car with my keys, it ain't gonna start?
You have a coffee?
I said my keys. Oh, glory to God. If I get in the car with her with my keys, it ain't gonna start. I gotta have the right keys. Oh, glory to God. Keys help me to be knowledgeable. See, knowledge is very important, amen, in everyday affairs, especially when we're fighting the good fight of faith. Oh, glory to God. You can have a lot of zeal for God, but the enemy will take advantage of your lack of knowledge. The Bible says we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. These little simple things like this, it shows you how to take the fight to the devil. Okay, all right. You know, because sometimes the devil's not—he's not after your—he's not after your job. He's after your faith. Okay, all right. Sometimes we need to know that he's not the devil after my job. No, he ain't. He can't work your job. He don't work a 9 to 5. He's after your faith. If he gets your faith, he got your job. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so the people of God, we got to begin to understand that, guess what? Sometimes we're fighting the wrong type of battle. Come on, we're standing before the wrong door and with the right key, or the right key with the wrong door. Did I say that right? I don't know if I said. Go to 2 Samuel 16. 2 Samuel 16. Let me show you something. Glory to God. Ooh. Verse 5. Drop down to verse 5.
2 Samuel 16, 5.
Uh-huh. 16 and 5.
And it reads, "And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei.
Shimei. Famous. Famous. Come on. Some people want to be famous. Some people want to be recognized. Come on, somebody. Read.
The son of Gera. He came forth and he cursed still as he came."
So he's cursing David out. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, if you go to verse 13, the Bible says, "And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along a hillside over against them." And so he's walking along a hillside. David them are down below the hill, and he's cussing them out. It's a picture of how people will elevate themselves above you. Come on. And they're just cursing. He's cursing him out. The Bible says he's throwing stones at him. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And what is he saying? Read.
Verse 6,
uh-huh.
"And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of the king."
Somebody say persecution.
Persecution.
Persecution. Sometimes people will elevate themselves against you. They'll throw stones at you. They'll be saying stuff about you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he cursed. He was cursing him out. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we as Christians, we let the devil use our mouths. We release curses on people. Come on. Okay. All right. All right. Don't think we don't do it. Oh, glory to God. This is why sometimes I don't even have everybody praying. I don't want everybody praying for me. I'm sorry. I don't want everybody praying for me. Oh, glory to God. I don't want you prophesy. I don't want people that don't like me to prophesy to me. Don't prophesy to me. Keep your prophecy to yourself if you don't like me, because you may add a little something to it.
Come on.
Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read.
"And he cast stones at David and all the servants of King David."
So he wasn't just casting stones at David. Come on. But he was casting stones at all of the people that was with him. Come on. He's shooting missiles at David and shooting missiles for everybody. So let me show you something. Everybody around Jesus was a target.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Can I tell you something?
Everybody, if I'm the leader and I'm being persecuted, everybody around me is a target. They're coming after you too, you know? They're coming after you.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. So you ought to be rejoicing too, so that you can get a little something-something. All right, okay. I'm going to take advantage of this too. Believe me. Okay, all right, boy, I want to say something about Reed, daughter.
And all of the people and all of the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left, and thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man.
Ah, you bloody man, you murderer. Come on. People will talk about you. They'll talk about your past. Oh, glory to God. Everybody know that he had them killed, what's his name? I mean, come on. Oh, glory to God. But sometimes you can be done repentant for things that people, they still want to talk about it. Oh, glory to God. I remember one day when my wife came home, she had went to Walmart, and somebody said, yeah, you married to Thomas Robinson, aren't you? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, I see him at the 20 grand all the time. And I hadn't been to no 20 grand since I could. I'm like, what the what, you know? Right? All the time. My wife said, I knew she was lying. But see, people want to throw you under the bus. People want to, yeah, come on, they want to throw you under the bus. Read.
And he said, thou man of Belial.
You devil. Come on. You ever got around some people? Everybody the devil. Everybody the devil. Oh, glory to God. I used to have a relative just called everybody the devil. I'm like, how in the world are you praying? Say you're praying for them to get saved, but then every time you criticizing them and calling them the devil, oh, glory to God, you need to make up your mind. Come on. Hallelujah. How many know the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways? Oh, glory to God. So you need to make up your mind. Either you're going to call him, because you wonder why they acting like the devil. Because you're calling them the devil. And then you're like sitting there saying, Lord, save them. And the Lord is looking at you like, well, you know, you need to make up your mind. Because you're calling them the devil. You're cursing them. You're releasing curses on them. But yet you want me to save them. And instead of saying what the word of God has to say. Come on. The Bible says the seed of the righteous shall be delivered or saved.
Yep.
Come on. We need to be saying that every day. Ah, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. See, I bind the enemy right now. I'm just discerning the enemy. I bind the devil, every spirit. Not, this is not people, but spirits. I bind the spirit I'm discerning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, I agree. Amen. Amen. All right. Read, daughter.
The Lord hath returned upon thee all of the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. The Lord has delivered the kingdom.
Because you're really mad. You're really mad because guess what? Oh, glory to God. Your relative got demoted. Come on. So all your status is gone. And so now you're mad because David is sitting in that seat. And so you're throwing. So here he is. He's throwing off. He's throwing off all you such and such and such. So, yeah, he's mad. Because he was famous, just like his name. His name means famous. And all of a sudden now Saul gets put out of office and you ain't quite as famous no more. You lose your status. People don't recognize you like they used. And so guess what? You done. And so he's trying to make like Saul. Saul fell on his own sword. David didn't have nothing to do with his death. As a matter of fact, he was chasing David. He was persecuting David. David was just trying to serve him. Come on, David loved the Lord, and you're trying to kill David. Every time you look around, you're trying to kill David, but now you're blaming David for Saul's death. Okay, all right. All right. Sometimes you'll be taking the blame for stuff that, All right, read, daughter. Y'all enjoying this word?
Yes. Amen.
Somebody say keys. Shake your keys.
Keys. Turn the key.
Turn the key. Turn it. Because you're going to walk out of here today. And I hope that you're going to, I hope you're recording this so that you can play it, so that you can put this in your spirit, so that guess what? When a issue come up, guess what? I got keys, and now I can go in and turn that key, use that key that God has given me for that particular situation. Read, daughter.
Verse 9, then said Abishai, the son of Zariah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head.
Because you're going to have people around you, oh glory to God, that once you recognize the persecution. Come on, let's get them. Get them. Come on, get them. Get them. No, we ain't going to get them. We ain't going to get them. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You ain't going to mess up my blessing. Read.
Amen. And the king said, what have I to do with you, you sons of Zariah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, curse David.
Come on, God is allowing you. God, you, let me show you something. Yes, God allows persecution. God allows you to be persecuted. Come on, because it's a really, it's a test of your spiritual age. Are you ready for it? Come on, like I said, you're not giving keys to everybody. I tell you, these kids are so beautiful, cute little kids. Guess what? I ain't giving them my car keys. They ain't ready for my car keys. Come on. They got to show me that they're ready for car keys. And when they and when they get ready for the car keys, and so this is why, you know, when prophetess was praying about keys, keys, everybody ain't ready for keys. And she was praying that thing, and I was like, wow, look at God, you know. Right, she was right. Everybody ain't ready for keys. You can give, let me show you something. God don't want his people to be what? Destroyed, right? Okay, so if guess what? When we give us a young kid keys, they may hurt themselves or hurt somebody. Amen. Come on, so they got to be ready or prepared. Somebody say, for the keys. For the keys. Read.
God has said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth out of my bowels, seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord has bidden or allowed him to.
The Lord has allowed. And now check out what David is about to get ready to say. Oh, glory to God. Because this is why you need to understand. You're being persecuted. God is allowing it.
Amen.
God is allowing it. You're being persecuted. Come on. Your blessing is right around the corner. It's right around the corner. Come on, somebody. It's your blessing time. It's just like when the children of Israel got ready to go into the promised land. What was the sign that they were at the promised land? The giants. They began to see the giants. That was a sign that you're in the promised land. But they started freaking out and saying, oh, it's a giant, giant. Let's get out of here. How come we miss our signs? How come we don't always understand our signs? Oh, glory to God. But read, daughter.
Amen. Verse 12. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction. And that the Lord will require me good.
I'm being afflicted. God may look on this and use this as an occasion to bless me. Come on, look at this. You can be in the Old Testament in the dispensation of the law and still recognize persecution. Oh, glory to God. Man, David, here's David. You know, I'll put it to you this way. David was in the dispensation of the law, but David was operating under grace. David was supposed to be dead about a whole lot of stuff. Come on. David went in and got the showbread. Come on, David. Come on. When you under grace, sometimes people just don't understand it. Come on. You got the grace. Sometimes you got the grace to do some things that some people don't have the grace to do. And so guess what? They can sit around and critique and such and such and such, but guess what? I got the grace to do it. Glory to God. Yeah, blah, blah. See, because let me show you something. I might not know, thank you, Holy Ghost. I might not know church as well as a whole lot of preachers, but guess what? I know Jesus. And it's more important to know God and to be led by God, oh, glory to God, than to be led by somebody, say, church tradition. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so David said, God may use this occasion to bless me. David needed God to do something miraculous, and guess what? God used that occasion. He didn't fight back. He didn't fire back. I'm believing God for some big things. I'm believing God, and the devil is a lie, and I cancel every negative word that would even come to your mind and out of your mouth, but I'm believing God to make this book a bestseller.
Amen.
All right? Now, guess what? I know because I done put that out there. Okay, all right. I ain't even going to say it. But you're going to have people that's going to be, you know. But guess what? I got to recognize that, guess what? I'm not going to let you, I can't let you get me out of character. And I got to realize that, guess what? Your persecution is just letting me know. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That you just happened to put me on the front of Newsweek.
Amen.
Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I pray, God, also sharpen the discernment of everybody in here, that you can recognize persecution and you can take advantage of it. The Bible says that when a thief has been discovered, he must repay sevenfold. Come on. See, when you discover a thief, it's really time for you to get paid. It's payday. It's payday. Oh, glory to God. A lot of times we're not getting paid. A lot of times we don't recognize it. Oh, glory to God. We don't recognize it. Come on, let us all stand. We're going to pray, and then we're going to get up out of here. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting anything? Did y'all get anything out of this message? Get anything, man of God? Amen. Amen. I heard the man of God say he was ready to hear the word. Amen. I was ready to hear it too. Ooh, I don't know. Sometimes I don't even know. Sometimes I come out here, I don't even know half the time sometimes what I'm going to say. Amen. We just let God fill our mouths. Amen. 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 Let us all stand, all hands raised towards heaven. Father, we thank you. Oh, glory to God. You know what? Hallelujah. Pull your key out. Hold your key up and rejoice. Rejoice. Just begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. Just begin to bless the Lord. Oh, glory to God. That's it. Just begin to bless God. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you glory. The disciples used to thank God for allowing them to be persecuted. Amen. In the book of Acts, there was time they say, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to suffer this persecution. Oh, glory to God. You know, we can read the Bible and see all kinds of stuff and not see stuff like that in the Bible. It's like, what? You thanking God for it? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And that just makes God want to bless you. It just makes God want to bless you. Anybody got anything out of this?
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men and women of God. I want to invite you out to Victory International Praise, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. We have the awesome apostle and prophet Tracy Cook and Dr. D.L. Hughes. They're going to be there tonight, amen, working that compound anointing. We had so many people that came back to church on Tuesday night and was declaring what God had done in their bodies. We thank God for his healing virtue. Oh, glory to God, and all the glory and the honor and the praise belongs to God. You know, why go keep going to the doctors and they can't find out what's wrong with you? God is the manufacturer of your body. God created your body. He knows all about it. And the man of God was calling out different ailments and different things that were going on in people's bodies. And you know, I said all of that to say this, because it's not being called out so that they, you know, so that, you know, you can know that the man that God knows that that's what's going on in your body, but God is calling it out to heal you. Come on, people are being healed, and so we want you to turn aside. Oh, glory to God. Even as Moses turned aside to see the fiery bush when he was in the wilderness, you know, so many times the enemy can just
hello
cause people
and
to get
welcome
busy.
Everybody you're know, listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity.